FICAHA summary and response to the review for FICAHA of policies, processes, and practices for managing complaints about IDEA Services Limited. Producers note, this document shows the logo of FICAHA, Ministry of Disabled People, and a QR code that directs to the FICAHA New Zealand Sign Language name. This document was produced as a single audio file using synthetic speech, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, on the 2nd of February 2024. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. With synthetic speech, all care is taken to ensure good pronunciation, including words in Te Reo Māori, but some pronunciation limitations are still unavoidable. This accessible format document was produced from the MSD document number AF2311008B. The full report is also available in audio and braille. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicomps.nz followed by /in then 4 digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. FICAHA summary and response to the review for FICAHA of policies, processes, and practices for managing complaints about IDEA Services Limited. FICAHA summary and background to the review. This is a summary of the IDEA Services review. We are not the authors of the IDEA Services review, but this summary is authored by FICAHA. In March 2023, FICAHA Ministry of Disabled People commissioned a review of the policies, processes and practices for managing complaints about IDEA Services Limited. The review was commissioned in response to information we had become aware of about the standard of disability support services provided by IDEA Services, including its engagement with the people IDEA Services supports, and their whānau. We commissioned independent barrister Rachel Schmidt-McLeave to review the policies, processes, and practices for managing complaints about IDEA Services Limited's contracted delivery of disability support services. FICAHA did not ask the reviewer to make any findings or recommendations about any of the individual complaints or concerns. The review process included a series of engagements with family, whānau and carers, extensive reviews of written material provided by IDEA Services and FICAHA, and engagements with other agencies including the Health and Disability Commission and people involved with the Royal Commission of Inquiry in Abuse in Care. We received the final report on the 19th of October 2023. On the 27th of October 2023, we published the report and a statement from Amanda Bleckman, Deputy Chief Executive for Commissioning, Design and Delivery on our website. You can find the full report on our website under Cabinet Papers and Information Releases, FICAHA Ministry of Disabled People at aicomps.nz/7602. You can find the news item here, FICAHA welcomes review into policies, processes, and practices for managing complaints, FICAHA Ministry of Disabled People aicomps.nz/1380. FICAHA statement from Amanda Bleckman, Deputy Chief Executive for Commissioning Design and Delivery. FICAHA welcomes the report into the processes and practices for managing complaints about the delivery of disability support services by IDEA Services. The process has been thorough, and I particularly want to acknowledge the whānau who have contributed to the review by sharing their stories. Our highest priority is the safety and well-being of disabled people, and we take our responsibilities to disabled people receiving disability supports through FICAHA-funded providers seriously. Disabled people should receive the support they need in a way that respects their rights, dignity and autonomy. We will continue to listen to the experience of the people we are here to serve. We sought recommendations about the role FICAHA should take in responding to complaints about the disability service providers we fund. We accept all the recommendations that relate to our role. We also ask for advice on whether IDEA Services, complaints processes and its approach to responding to complaints was appropriate. We will be working with IDEA Services to strengthen processes and practices for managing complaints. We would also like to acknowledge the cooperation of IHC and IDEA Services, and the other agencies who have participated in this process. We commit to continuing to work collaboratively with IDEA Services, our other service providers and the disabled communities to rebuild trust. We all want to see improved experiences of disabled people and their families supported through IDEA and other FICAHA-funded providers, as a result of this review. About the scope of review. When FICAHA commissioned the review, we asked for recommendations about the role FICAHA should have in responding to complaints and issues raised by the community about services funded by FICAHA. The following scope of review outlines our instructions for the reviewer. There are some words used in the review that might be unfamiliar to you. We have used some of these words in our summary. The review mentions natural justice principles. These are legal concepts that are designed to make sure you are treated fairly. The review also mentions the steps in the outcome agreement. An outcome agreement is an agreement between the purchasing agency or funder of services, in this case FICAHA, and the provider of the services. It describes the outcomes to be achieved, the services the provider will provide to contribute towards achieving that outcome, and a performance measurement framework to assess the provision of the services and whether the services have contributed towards achieving the outcomes. Scope of the review. The following paragraph is taken directly from the review. Given the nature and number of issues, the volume of material and correspondence, and the range of perspectives, I instruct you to review the information provided by FICAHA and IDEA or obtained by you in the course of the review, and to advise us on the following. A. Outline what FICAHA phoneme error's role should be in responding to concerns about complaints raised by the community about services they receive from IDEA services or other contracted service providers, and how FICAHA phoneme error's role interacts with IDEA's or other service providers and other agencies who also have roles in responding to concerns and complaints raised, such as the Health and Disability Commissioner. B. In what circumstances should action be taken by FICAHA when a person raises issues they have about IDEA services or other contracted service providers, and what action is appropriate? C. After considering the information, whether IDEA services, complaints processes and its approach to responding to complaints about its contracted delivery of disability support services is appropriate with regard to the contractual obligations outlined in the outcome agreement and service specifications, and if not, what steps FICAHA should take to ensure that IDEA services, complaints processes are appropriate. D. After considering the information, whether FICAHA phoneme error's processes and approach to responding to complaints about IDEA services, contracted delivery of disability support services is appropriate, and if not, what steps FICAHA should take to ensure it is appropriate. Recommendations. The report has recommendations for FICAHA, IDEA services and for other providers funded by FICAHA. FICAHA has accepted all the review's recommendations as they relate to our role. Summary of recommendations. Overall recommendation, FICAHA and IDEA work together to rebuild the trust of the community. 1. FICAHA shares its standard operating procedure for managing complaints with service providers to ensure complete understanding of processes of both funder and providers. 2. The provider engagement and management tool used by some FICAHA portfolio managers is mandated for use by all portfolio managers in consultation with the appropriate person at each provider. The contract management plan should cover the issues set out in the body of this report. 3. The contract management plan should also be reflected in a public document that sets out not just what providers can expect in their relationship with FICAHA, but sets out clearly what disabled people and their whānau can expect. 4. FICAHA needs to set its quality framework out in writing, including how natural justice considerations will be met, reflecting the steps in the outcome agreement, and working in collaboration with service providers. This document would necessarily have to be drafted so that all parties meet their obligations under the Health and Disability Commissioner Code of Rights, including with respect to the right to privacy and the right to informed consent in particular cases where a complainant has requested confidentiality. 5. FICAHA to set up good ways of record keeping and filing. 6. Commitment from both parties to regular meetings occurring both for contractual management, relationship matters and matters relating to quality and service users. These regular meetings be expanded to enable a broader range of information sharing about matters specific to IDEA, as well as to broader matters within the sector. Serious concerns are to be raised within those meetings unless there is a matter of urgency. 7. The ongoing work between the two organizations and the broader sector in relation to critical incident reporting and the complaints register work already begun continue on a collaborative basis. 8. FICAHA to implement a documented process for service providers to raise issues with regard to any of policies, processes and practices which affect that service provider. Because of the everyday relationships which need to be preserved, that process needs to have independence from the chief executive and the portfolio manager and officials who deal with service providers to manage their contracts. 9. The steps FICAHA will take when a concern is raised and the level of reporting back it will then require from the service provider needs to be clearly articulated in the recommended contract management plan and in the public expectation document. 10. FICAHA and IDEA, as part of the contract management plan recommended, should agree on a time frame for making recommended changes to the complaints process. 11. The complaints process of other service providers be similarly reviewed by FICAHA to ensure they comply with recommendations in this report. 12. FICAHA takes steps to start policy work with the government, in conjunction with IDEA, other providers, and with Health and Disability Commissioner Code of Rights to increase the role the advocacy service can play in the disability sphere. 13. FICAHA and IDEA need to work together to formulate possible options to address those circumstances which are unable to be resolved satisfactorily. Next steps. FICAHA is committed to taking action to build trust with the community and the people we serve. We will work together with disabled people, their families, whānau, IDEA services and other service providers to consider how best to implement the recommendations and make the required changes. We will be ensuring accountability to disabled people and their families for implementing all the recommendations set out in the review and will continue to welcome their feedback and experiences. FICAHA is committed to continuing to work closely with disabled people, families, whānau and with service providers around all the recommendations set out in the report. We will provide opportunities for IHC and other providers to link in with this program of work. Get in touch with us. Please visit our Contact Us webpage for all our contact information, aicomps.nz/1564. If you have any questions or comments, you can email contact@ficaha.govt.nz. You can also contact us on phone 0800 566 601. Text 4206. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Wednesday, 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. New Zealand Relay is a telecommunications service for people who are deaf, deafblind, experiencing hearing loss or have a speech condition. For more information go to www.nzrelay.co.nz. Producer's note. This audio version of this document was produced on the 2nd of February 2024 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 10050. Phone 09320417 3. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. This audio production of this document is intended primarily for blind, deafblind, and low vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.